Newstalkzb.co.nz. What a day, what a day, what a day. Snow, sleeting rain, severe gales, freezing temperatures, huge waves, rocky rides into Wellington Airport. Winter well and truly hit the country yesterday. The South Island and the lower North Island took the brunt so far. But as the deep low heads north, what else can we expect? Michael Martins is the lead forecaster from the Met Service and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
So how bad has this been? How bad was yesterday?
Yesterday we were affected, especially over central areas of the North Island and the southern half of the North Island as well, with strong, severe gales through Cook Strait, across Wellington, Wararapa, and into Kapiti, Horowhenua, with wind gusts, particularly through Cook Strait, reaching up to 160 kilometers per hour. But even in Wellington City, we had gusts well over 100 kilometers per hour, and Kelburn, the station here in the city, reported 120 kilometers per hour.
That's very impressive. We talked to a woman yesterday in Oakuni who looked out at the snow in her backyard and said she hadn't seen anything like this in 20 years of living there. Was this a 1 in 20 or 1 in 30 year event?
This is hard to say from my perspective. That would be something that NIWA, for instance, could answer better because they are looking at climatological averages. But definitely the amount of snow we saw on the central North Island was something that we don't see every year, and also the extensive snow cover we saw there down to about 600 meters is certainly something we don't see every year.
All right. Well, now what we all want to hear from you is what's going to happen today.
Yeah, so today we are slowly starting to ease off from the south. So Wellington had overnight still heavy rain, but that's starting to ease now from the south to showers. Unfortunately, though, for eastern and central areas, we still hang on to periods of rain, heavier times. Above about 800 meters, we expect further accumulation of snow, especially about the desert road, further 20 to 30 centimeters of snow could accumulate today above 800 meters, and also about the Hawke's Bay and Gisborne ranges, about the 800 meters I just mentioned. So we are not finished yet, but we are slowly starting to improve.
Okay, and when will we see the sun again?
The sun is gonna gradually come out from the west, so from Taranaki to Waikato and to Auckland. Later today, probably towards evening, the sun is starting to come out. And then in eastern areas, it's going to take until tomorrow until we see the sun there, unfortunately.
And that is unfortunate for the skiers who are hoping for a fine weekend. They would have had a boomed weekend of it as well, wouldn't they?
Yes, well, as I said, so from today, later today, it's starting to clear from the west. So Saturday and Sunday actually don't look too bad, especially for the North Island, especially on Saturday. On Sunday, unfortunately, another front is going to affect especially the South Island. So further rain, snow can be expected, although the snow level will be much higher than what we have seen. So snow level will rise to above 1,000 meters. On Saturday and Sunday, but for the North Island it looks to be a reasonable weekend and with some sun and I'd say perfect ski conditions in the ski fields.
Fantastic. And another interesting point I noted from yesterday is that in Auckland, for instance, it was 7 degrees, but when you took in the wind chill factor, it was in fact -2. It felt like -2, and that's one of the things about New Zealand's weather, isn't it? It's not just that it's cold, but it's also windy.
Exactly, and also what makes it feel cold is the driving wind and the high humidity. Although it is cold, it still is quite damp and moist, like in Wellington yesterday, and that contributes to that it feels quite cold. So it's not only the wind, it's also the rain and the dampness of the air that makes it feel so cold. And the reason why it actually feels so cold is because normally our body is surrounded by a layer of warm air. But if you have strong winds, the layer of warm air is continuously replaced with cold air, and that's why it makes us feel cold.
Michael Martins from the Met Service, I thank you so much for your time this morning.